We're holding Samach Gimel on the base, a few lines from the bottom, five lines from the bottom of the Ramini. Just to recap, we brought a brisa yesterday to bring a ride to a papa that even the Makdir, the Kohen who's burning the Chalavim on the Mizbeach, is over for Leus Sishchan al Chametz Am Zivchi. But in that brisa, the brisa said that Avol Hamelik is a oif, the one who does the malika to a bird, meaning, like we explained yesterday, the bird of Mechusri Kapara, who brought after the Tamid, like we explained earlier in our parak, so that if that person had chametz, he would not be oiver. So on that fact, the Gemara of Ramini, Ashechet is a Pesach ala chametz, someone who shefts a Karim Pesach, and he has chametz in his possession, so everybody sase. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afa Tomer. Rabbi Yehuda says, just like he says in the Mishnah, not only for the Karban Pesach is someone over, but for the Karban Tomer as well. The Tomer Shabbin Arbaim of Erev Pesach, the Kehanim that bring it, if they had chametz in their possession at the time, they would be over on this lab of Yisishchan al chametz Dam Zivchi. Amru Loyan, that says the Tanakhama back to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not true. Loy Amru Elo Pesach Avad. This halach is limited dafka to the Karban Pesach and not to the Karban Tomer. A Mosai. When is this halacha true? Bismat sheish l'shoichet or l'zarek, as long as when the shoichet, the kohen who's shechting the carbon, or l'zarek, or to the one who's doing the zrika to the carbon, or l'echem b'nei chabura, or any, by a carbon pesach, any of the owners, any of the members of the chabura, have chametz, so then they're over. Hoy l'echem b'seif ha'olam, but there's someone else in the world, meaning someone who is not part of the chabura, not doing the avodah, has chametz, in zalkigloi, so then you're not required to worry about such chametz, even though that person has chametz, the person that sheichet or zarek is not over. The echad ha-sheichet, this is true, whether the person shechs, he's over, vechad ha-zarek, or he does the zrika, vechad ha-moylik, or someone does malika to an oif, vechad ha-mazda, or he sprinkles the dam of the oif, the carbon oif, on him is be'ach, chayv, he'll be chayv. Aval ha-kemitz is a-mincha, but if someone does a kmitza to a carbon mincha, in every Balaisa say then he's not over the lava Lysishan al Khamit Dam Zivri. Hamakir say Murim, and similarly someone who does Haktara, he burns the Imurim, in every Balaisa say is also not over Loisa say. So we have two kashas from this second Brysa. Number one kasha Malika Malika. The first Brysa said Hamalikis Oiv is Potter over here. The second Brysa says that the Malik is Chayiv. And Kasha Haktara Haktara. And the second Kasha is the first Brisa, which is Gufa, why we brought it as a Tanya Kavazir Papa, says that the Makhtir, the Kain who does the Haktara, is also Chayiv, and this Brisa says that the one who does the Haktara Seymurim is not Chayiv. So we have two steers, a double steer. Utameich says the Gemara, even without the steer of the two Brises, the one Brisa Minei Obey doesn't make sense. Tikshi Lachi Gufei, the Brisa itself is Seysir itself. The Katani, because the ratio of the Brisa says that the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Amru Elo Pesach Vabad, the only carbon that one is over on is a carbon Pesach, but not for the Tamid. So it would be Mashma Huadin, not for any other carbon. So obviously a knife and a mincha would not be over, because they're not a carbon Pesach. V'halder Tani, and then the Brisa continues, and the Brisa says, Echad HaSheichit, whether a person chefs, Echad HaZerik, or he does Rika, Echad HaMeluk, Echad HaMeazer, or he does the Maliko, or the Hazah from the carbon knife. So we see other carbonas are included. So the Brisa Minei Obey, how do you make sense out of it? Ela must be Hava HaReb Shimon. Both Brises are Reb Shimon. Malika Malika Lekasha, and the steer in Malika is not a steer, because we know from the Mishnah that Reb Shimon Shita is that Enechinami on Erev Yomtiv Bizmana Pesach, one is only over for the Pesach itself, he's not over for any other carbon. But B'moid on Yomtiv on Pesach, so then he's over for other carbonas, like Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah. So Mimele, the prices are not a steerer. The first price said Beferish, we're talking about Yudalit. So on Yudalit, if he's Moilik a knife, or he does any other avoidance to the oif for that matter, he would taka not be over. Masha'enki, in the second price, we'll say he's talking about on Yomtiv itself. The ratio of the price that says Amulai was talking about Yudalit. And on Yudalid, only the Karban Pesach and nothing else, not even the Karban Tamar Shabbein Arbaim of Erev Pesach. But the Sefer, the Brisa that says Echad HaShoichet VeEchad HaZarek, that's talking about on Yamtiv, on Yamtiv of Pesach, so then, tak, according to Reb Shimon, you're over on all korbanos, including Malika Saif. So Malika, Malika, like Kasha, the Stira Malika is not a Shver, because Kambi Arba also Kambi Chedeshamoy, the first verse is talking about on the 14th, the second verse says that he's Chai from Malika is talking about on Kolomoy, and they're both going according to the Shita Reb Shimon, Haktar Akhtar and Amin Kasha, and the Stira Naktar is also not a Stira, Tanoim, because it's a Machlokes Tanoim, Rashi says that, points out that it's Stam Tanoim, we don't have names to them, but it must be it's a Machlokes Tanoim, the Ika the Makish, Haktara Lishkita, the Ika Man, the Loi Makish, is a Shaila if you're Makish, the Haktara to Lishkita or not, because the Pasuk says, Loi Sizbach Alchomets Dam Zirchi, the Loyolin Chelev Chagi Arboiker. So according to the Man, the Omar, that is Makish, the Sefer of the Pasuk that says, Loyolin Chelev Chagi Arboiker, which is talking about burning the Chelev on the Mizbeach to the beginning of the Pasuk of Loi Sizbach Alchomets. So just like there's a lav for the zvicha, so too there's a lav for the haktara, and that's the first brisa that says echad amakta, that the makta is also over. The second brisa holds that you don't make a hekesh for this svara, and therefore the lav is only on the shchita and the zrika, like we were marbi yesterday from dam, but not on the haktara. Going back to the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yudai Ma'afa Talmud, that one would be over on the Talmud Shabin Arbaim of Erev Pesach if he shechs it with chametz, or he does davodis with chametz. My time in Rabbi Yudai, where does Rabbi Yudai get this from? Amalach Zivchi. It says, Vaisishchad Achametz Am Zivchi. Zivchi means my Zevach. Zevach HaMiuchabid is Hashem talking Kavi Yaakov. It's the Zevach that's Miuchab for me, which is my new carbon Talmud. The my new Talmud, this is the referring to the carbon Talmud, so that's also included in the lab of Vaisishchad Achametz. So on the 14th in the afternoon during this Zman Pesach, so you're only over for the Pesach and not any other carbon. But in Ma'id and Yom Tov Pesach, so then you're over for other carbonis. My Talmud Reb Shimon, what's the story of Reb Shimon? Where does he get this from? The Zivchi Zivchi Trezim, because the Torah writes this lab of shechting a carbon Pesach on Chametz twice. It says in Parshas Mishpatim, Loisishchad Chametz Dam Zivchi. And then it also says in Parshat Kisisa, Vesizbach HaChometz Dam Zivchi. So, the Torah says twice, Vesizbach HaChometz Dam Zivchi, and Vesizbach HaChometz Dam Zivchi. So, Zivchi, Zivchi, Trezim, it says Zivchi twice. Kori Bei, Zevach Zvachai. So you take the yud of one, and put it by the other, and therefore there's a Zman that's Zevach, that you only chayv for a singular one carbon, and there's another time that you're over for Zvachai, for plural, for many carbonas. L'may hukas apol gina rachmona, and why did the Torah write it in two separate psukim? Why did the Torah just write once that loisishchad or loisizbach achomis am Zvachai to say that you're over for all carbonas? Must be to tell us the Mayokas again, Poginarak, one of my other, why the Torah split them up and write them in two separate psukim, will it cause a Zochai? Must be the Meimar, this man the Ika Zevach, at the time that one is Chayv for the carbon Pesach, Lema Chayv Azochai, then he's not Chayv on other Karbonis, this man the Leka Zevach, but on the time that you're not Chayv on the carbon Pesach, because you can't have a carbon Pesach, which is on Yom Tov Pesach itself, then Mechayv Azochai, then he's Chayv for other Karbonis. Uvemoid, on Yom Tov Lishmoy Potter, if he shechs the carbon Pesach Lishmoy, so then, like we learned earlier, Pesach, B'shayim Mezeshon, if you shech the Lishem Pesach, it's possible, therefore he will be Potter. If he shechs the Shalai Lishmoy, so then it becomes a Shlomim, and therefore it's kosher, since it's kosher, he'll be Chayiv. So the Mishnah said, Lishmoy Potter, Lishalai Lishmoy is Chayiv. So the Gemara's Medayah, time of the Shalai Lishmoy. The only reason why he be Chayiv, meaning the carbon's kosher, is because he went and Beferish had a Kavanah Lishalai Lishmoy. Hostama, it's Mashma, as long as he's shechted its Stama. Potter, he be Potter, because the Stama is still a Pesach, and therefore it would be possible. Amai, why is that so? Pesach B'shayim Mezeshon Shlomim Havi. Once it's past the Yom Tov of Pesach, so automatically it should become a Shlomim, because we know that a Pesach B'shayim Mezeshon is a Shlomim. So as long as it's slated for the Karim Pesach, Min Hastam, it's a Pesach, unless you change it to be a Shlomim. But once Pesach passed, we're talking about on Yom Tov itself, so obviously he didn't bring it Erev Pesach, so now it should automatically become a Shlomim. So even if he shechts its Stama, it should be a Shlomim. Why should it be possible? from the fact that we say that it's possible, until you go and have a positive machshava, the shame shlamim, shamet mina, we see from here, a pesach b'shayim ha'shana b'yakira. There's a machloikis tanaim, if, in order to make the pesach into a shlamim b'shayim ha'shana, if you have to be, oikir, you have to uproot the shame pesach from it, or it automatically happens. From the fact that we are medayak from our mission that shlamim would be possible, and only if you have kavan on the shame shlamim, then it's kosher, it's mashma that pesach b'shayim ha'shana needs an akira, and it doesn't happen automatically. So Rav Chiya Bar Gamda said, no, Nizrika Mipi Chabura, this terrace came out from the Chabura of the Talmidim that we're learning in the base Medrash. When they said, Kigoin Shehoyu Bailun Tvei Meis, we're talking about this carbon was not brought on Erev Pesach because the owners of this carbon happened to become Tamei, and therefore they were not able to bring the Pesach Rishon in its proper time. And then they got pushed off instead that they're going to bring a Pesach Sheni. The stama the shum Pesach Koi, and the made of this carbon is still oimid stama to be brought on Pesach Sheni. If you have a carbon Pesach, once Pesach passes, and the owner for whatever reason brought a different carbon, so now this carbon is no longer slated to be a carbon Pesach. On that, there is a man damer who says that it's loy boyakira. Since it's now no longer slated for a karm pesach, it loses its stamal shem pesach, and it automatically changes, transforms into a stamal shem shlomim. Masha ein kain, an owner who didn't bring the karm pesach because he wasn't able to bring a pesach rishon, and he was tamei, so now calls man that we're talking before Pesach Sheni, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so this carbon is still slated to be a karm pesach because he's going to bring it for as a pesach Sheni. So since that's the case, minastam, it's a Pesach, and Kozman is not oikir, it would takvi be puzzle. Only if he goes with Farish and he has a kavan on the shame shlomim, at that point in time, then it will become, turn into a shlomim, and then it will be kosher. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach nishrat b'sholosh kitos. The Karim Pesach is shechted on Erev Pesach in three separate groups. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, v'shachdu oisoy kol kahal adas Yisrael bein arba'im. All of Klai Yisrael should shecht the Karim Pesach in the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan. It says three lashonis: kahal, the aid of Yisrael, the kahal of Yisrael, the congregation of Yisrael, aida, which is another synonym for congregation of Klai Yisrael, and then it says Yisrael. So from the fact that it says three terms, it teaches us that there is three separate groups. Each and the three shifts, so to say, that they bring the carbon pesach. So how is the process? Nichnas akat mishon, and the first shift goes in. Nismal azor, and the azor gets filled from people. Nalu delos, the doors were locked. Dalos is azor, the doors of the azor. Taka riu v'saku, and the kehanim or the levim blew shayver tkiya tru tkiya. Hakehanim ayim l'mishira shuris, and the kehanim that were doing avoda sat or were standing in rows and rows of kehanim to be ready to get the blood and bring it towards the mizbeach. Like we'll soon see what the process was. Ubiyadeim vazichei kesel vazichei zav, and they were holding in their hands vazichim, these like basins, these bowls, either made out of silver or made out of gold. Shura Shakura Kesef Kesef, Shura Shakura Zav Zav, a row that had silver bezichim, the entire row had to be silver bezichim, a row that had gold bezichim had to be entirely gold bezichim, Leyo Meravim, they wouldn't mix in the same row to have some silver and some gold. Veloyo Yilu Bezichim Shulayim, the bezichim didn't have a flat bottom, because we're afraid that maybe one of them will be put down when the kohen, because so many karbonos are being shechted, the kohen might decide to put one down while he was in the middle of doing another one, and then the blood's going to sit there, the yikarish adam, and the blood's going to congeal, and it's not going to be ready for zrika. Therefore, they made it like a cone shape, a pointy shape on him. It could not be put down, so it would have to be passed from hand to hand, and the zrika would have to be done right away. This way, we would ensure that the zrika was done from every carbon. Shechet Yisrael, a Yisrael shechted the carbon, the kibul akoyin, and then the koyin caught the blood, the kabbalah. Nosin the chaveri, he passed it to the next koyin, the chaveri, the chaveri, and each one to the one neck behind him, in down throughout the whole row like this human chain. Umemale mekabelas amale umaseres areikon. So each koyin was doing two things. He was passing back the full cup of blood from the sheikhet all the way towards the mizbeach, and at the same time he is passing up an empty cup that was returned from the Mizbeach after the Zrika to send it back to the front of the road to do Kabbalah on the next animal. So what he would do is he would first pass back the full one, and then he would receive the empty one. The kohen at the end of the row, the one that is closest to the mizbeach, zarkoi, he threw the blood, zrika achas, one zrika, connected his yisoid, on any part of the mizbeach that has a yisoid on it. We know that the mizbeach only had a yisoid on two parts, on the northern wall and the western wall, and then a little bit of a wraparound on the corner of the northeast and the corner of the southwest, but the rest of the south and the rest of the east didn't have a yisoid, so they would sprinkle it somewhere on the mizbeach where there was a yisoid. Yotis zakat rishonah. After the first group left, nichnas zakat shniyah, the second group came in. Yotis shniyah. When the second group left, nichnas shlishah. Then the third group came in. Kemaisa rishonah. The same process that was done, the same procedure that was done by the kav rishonah, kach maaseh shniyah shlishah. The same thing was done for the second group and for the third group. Karvus ahalol. While they were being makriv their korban pesach, they were reading halol. Im gomru, if the group was large enough that by the time they finished the group, by the time they had a chance to do everybody, the challah was already finished. So shanu, they repeated challah for a second time, shanu, and if they finished challah even a second time and still they didn't finish everybody, shilshu, they started a third time. That is the halacha, says the Mishnah, but it never ended up happening that they ended up having to start a third time the challah. Rebuda says, "Mimeim shokach shlishis." In all the days, in all the history of that third group, leigil ahavtigi yishma Hashem, they never even reached on the first time ahavtigi yishma Hashem before they completed shechting all the karbonis. And the reason is because there were so few people in the third group. Everybody tried to get into the first two groups. That by the time they finished the third group, they didn't even make it halfway through Hallel. The same procedure that they did on a weekday, that's what they did on Shabbos. Ella, Shakayhanim Adichin Es Azara Shalai Birtzayin Chacham. That the Kayhanim would wash the Azara, the floor, to clean it out from all the dam, and this was Shalai Birtzayin Chacham, because on Shabbos the Chacham didn't want it to be washed, and nonetheless they did it. The Mefarshim explained what they used to do is there was a Amasamayim, there was a channel of water that would ran through the Azara, so anytime they wanted to clean the floor, they would close it up, plug it up, and then the water would flow over, it would wash off the whole floor, and then they would open the drain and drain it all back in. They would do this even on Shabbos, and that was Shalai Bertzayin Chachamim. Rebuda says, Koisa Yamali, Midama Taruva is. They used to fill up one kois of blood from all the blood that got mixed up on the floor. Zorka zrika achas, and throw one zrika with this agabi amizbech on the mizbech. Lechachom and lechachom didn't agree to this, and we'll see later on in the Gemara what was the purpose of this zrika and why Rabbi Yehuda held to do it, and the chachom disagreed. Keitzad tchilin marshita. Now, when they came to skinning the animal, how would they hang the animal in order to skin it, in order to open the animal to take out the chalav and to burn on the mizbech? So Unkli Shabarzo, they had these iron hooks, Hayakivu and Biksom, that were attached to the walls who amudim or onto pillars, Shabohem Toilin Umashitin, that they used these hooks to hang the animal and skin it. Anybody who didn't have room on one of these hooks to hang the animal and to skin, Maklis Dakim Vachalokim, so they had these thin, smooth sticks, Hayusham, that were available in the Harabais in the Azara. Meniach al kseifo al kesachaver, he placed the sticks one end on his shoulder, one end on his friend's shoulder. The Thailand, they hung the Karm Pesach on that, umashit, and used that support to skin it. Rabbi Ezra, Imer, Yudalash, Cholius, Bishabbis, when the 14th of Nisan fell out on Shabbos. So then, they couldn't use the sticks because the sticks were muksa, so instead, Meniach yodei al kesef chaver. So one person put his hand on his friend's shoulder, and then his friend in turn puts his hand on his shoulder, and they would use the two hands, the tailan hanging on the two hands, umashid, and skin the carbon besach. Karoi, they ripped open the carbon, and took out the emurim that had to go on the mizbeach, and the son of Bemogus, they put it into a bowl, and they were makter the chalovim on the mizbeach. Yotzakat rishena, when the first cat left on Shabbos, so they couldn't walk home because they couldn't carry it home on Shabbos. So Yoshalo Baharabai, so the first cot left the Azara and stayed in Har Bayis to make room for the second cat, for the second group. Shnia, when the second group left, in order to make room for the third group, they stayed Bechel. So the Chel was, it was like a certain like wall, small wall or fencing that surrounded the Ezra's Noshim, and in between that and the walls of the Ezra's Noshim, there was a small area, like a little corridor, an open corridor, and that was called the Chel. So that's where the Kat Shnia would stay. The Shlishis and the third Kat, when they finished, B'mkayim Medes, they would remain in their place in the Azara until after Shabbos is over. Chal Sheikha, once it gets dark, Shabbos is over, Yatzo, then everybody left. They went home, Mitzalos Pischeim, and they roasted their Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yitzchak, Eina Pesach Nishchad Ela B'kimu Kitish Shel Shleishim Shleishim B'nei Adam. When they shat the Karban Pesach, it has to be three separate groups, like the Mishnah said, and each group has to have a minimum of 30 people. My time, huh? What's pshat in that? Because the pasuk says, like we said in the Mishnah, Kal ve'ed of Yisrael, three terms, Kal eden Yisrael. So Mesav Galon, and he said we're Mesupik. How to translate that? Ibibas achas. Does the Torah mean to say that in one shot you have to have three kehilas? Meaning you have to have a minimum of 3 times 10, which is 30. Ibiz achas that. Or is the pasuk coming to say that it should be three separate groups? Hilkach. Therefore, in order to be yotze, both Stadim, be'in and shalosh kitas, we make three groups, shalshloshim, shalshim, b'ni adam, and each group has to have a minimum of 30 people, in case the halacha is that one group has to have a minimum of 3 kilos. The ibikat achas, bibas achas, because therefore, if the Torah, when it said, Kalei the Yisrael, was referring to in one shot, ha'ika yur makayimit, bibizachazan, if it meant bizachazan, ha'ika vaita yur being makayimit. Hilkach, bichamishim namisagi, says the Gemara, if that's the case, be'etzim, all you need is a maximum of 50 people. And you could be, I'd say, three separate groups, and each group having 30. How so? Daily tfasim, because the first 30 go in. The avdi, and they are makar of their carbon pesach. Aili asara, then 10 more enter in. The nafki asara, and 10 from the original 30 leave. So now you have a second group, and there's 30 there at the time that the second group is doing it. Aili asar, and then again at the end of that second group, another 10 come in, nafki asar, and 10 more from the original left, and now you have a third group, and again there's 30 there at the time. Nichnas hakat rishonah, the Mishnah said that the first group went in, and the doors of the Azar were locked. So itmar, we had a machloikis. Abayi amar ninalu tanan, ninalu is mashu that they got locked on their own. It's not the pshat that the kehanim would lock the doors, but they would wait till the alpines, like we'll see, the doors on their own closed off and didn't let anybody more in. Rav Amar Neilin did not know. The Kehanim went and they locked the doors. My Benai, what's the machlokes? Ika Benai, the mismach anisari. Do we say that you're saying machananes or not? Abai Amar Ninalu, they locked it. Nan, that's how we learned the Mishnah. Sorry, Ninalu, that they got locked on their own. Kamadailu Malu, I mean, as many people want to walk into the first group, we just let them all in. We don't stop anybody. We don't lock the doors. It's Amchina Anesa, and we're Sebechan Anes, that the doors will lock on their own and make sure that there'll be enough people for the second and the third group. We don't have to be afraid that if we let too many people in and we don't close the doors manually, then there's not going to be enough for Kachni and the Kachlishis. Rav Amar, no. Noyalim Tanan. The mission is Noyalim that the Kihanim locked the doors. Amchina Anesa, and we're not Sebechan Anes. Vahadat Nan, based on this, that which you learned in the Mishnah, Mesechus Idiyas, Om Rav Yudah Chas V'Sholem. Sh'akavi M'malalo Nisnada, the Mishnah over there says how Akavi M'malalo said four things. One of them, it says over there in the Mishnah in Idiyas, that because he disagreed with the Chachamim, so they put him into Cherim, and when he was Nifter from that Cherim, while he was still in that Cherim, before they were Mata the Cherim. And that Rebbe Yehuda disagrees, and Rebbe Yehuda said, no, Chas V'Shalom, but Akavi M'malala was ever put into Cherim. He was a Choshev of Yid. She'in Azar Nin Elis, I'll call Adam B'Yisrael, when the Azar became locked, and a whole Klai Yisrael was inside, there was no one in there that was locked together with him, that was as great as him, B'Chochma Uvi Yerizchet, with his Chochma Satara and his Yerizchet, Akavi M'malala, like Akavi M'malala. So how do we explain that Mishnah? Abai mitaras atamei, Rava mitaras atamei. Abai is going to explain the Shitose. Rava is going to explain the Shitose. Abai mitaras atamei, Ebazar b'shoshen nelas al koyo adam b'Yisrael v'chokmo v'yirizche kakavi b'malalo. There was no one in the Azar when it got locked on its own, who's as great as Akavi b'malalo in Chachman Yerushet, Rabbi Metaris Latamein, Bazar B'Shashen Noyelim Moisa Alkol Yisrael B'Chachmu Yerushet Kakavim Nalal. Rabbi will teach it L'Shitasai that there was no one in the Azara as great as Akavi Ben Malal in Chachman Yerushet when the Kehanim locked the Azara. Even though there were so many people there, no one ever got crushed, got hurt from the crowd, besides one time. One Pesach Hill that was in the days of Hillel, that one Zakin got crushed. So you're currently saying they would refer to that Pesach as Pesach Meuchin, the Pesach that someone was Nismaich, that someone got crushed. Pamachas, it was the time because Agrifas HaMelech, that Agrifas, who was one of the kings from the Malchi Beis Chashmonoi. So he wanted Litin Eina Beuchlis Yisrael to know how much what the population of Klal Yisrael was. So Amalem the Kohen Gadol, so he told the Kohen Gadol, Tenin Echav Ripsachim, we'll be able to figure it out based on how many carbon Pesachs there were. So Natal Kol, he took one kidney, Mikol Echad, from each carbon Pesach, and into Sham, and they found over there, when they made the tally, Shishim Riboy, 600,000 Zugos pairs Kloyis. That means there was 100. There was 1.2 million carbonis, kiflayim ki yetzim mitzrayim, which was double the amount of the yetzim mitzrayim. The yetzim mitzrayim was 600,000. Over here was twice that. Was 1.2 million. So that's how many carbonis there were. Chutz mitamim shayim b'derech rechayim. And this was only the people that were capable of bringing the carbon pesach. So that excludes anybody who was tamei or far away who wasn't there to bring the carbon pesach. And the minimum that there was on each Pesach, because each Pesach is eaten with a group. So there was no Karban Pesach that there wasn't at least 10 people there. So there was 1.2 million Karbanis, and each one of them had a minimum of 10 people on it. Well, you currently are saying that they called that year, that Karban Pesach, Pesach Me'uvin. Me'uvin from the Lashon of Av, from the Lashon of Thick, that there were so many Karbanis, that there was such a great population that came to be marked of the Karban Pesach. So the Mora asked, Natal Kulya, how was he able to take a kidney? How boy actually the kidneys are part of the Emurim, they need to be burned on the Mizbeach. So the Mora says, no problem, the Hodim Akhtilu. After they counted, they went and they put them all on the Mizbeach, and they were marked to them. Frankly, Mora Moksi, Viktiru, it says by the Pasuk, Viktiru, which we dajan, that you should burn it by itself, to teach us, you don't mix the halavim of two separate karbanos and burn them together. Each one has to be brought individually. So says the Mordah, they're makter the chadu chadu. Yeah, and echanami, they were makter the kidneys, each one individually. And they wouldn't put them all together and be makter them together. Frankly, Mordah, but it says in a different pasuk, vehikti rom, lashon rabim, which teaches us that all the halavim of one carbon have to be burned together. So how could you burn the rest of the halavim at one time and then the kidney at a different time? Says the Gemara, they only took the kidney for a moment. They didn't keep it there until the end of the day, until they counted it up. They only took it for a short moment in order to see how many carbon pesachs there were. So right away, as soon as it was shakar, they took and they opened it up. They took one kidney. The shakal minayu adi oven the midachrin, and then they replaced it with something else. So as soon as the kidney came in, they recorded it and they replaced it with whatever else they did. Rashi says maybe with rocks, maybe with coins, whatever different items. And then they, at the end of the day, they didn't tally the kidneys, rather they tallied the thing that they took in place of the kidneys. The Mishnah said kriyanim amdim shuris, the kriyanim which stood in rows. And the row that was had silver mizrakim, they was totally silver mizrakim, and a row that had gold mizrakim was totally gold. My time, and why did they not mix? Because maybe the kohen is going to take a gold mizrak, umay the kasp, and then get returned a silver one, and that would be a problem of malam b'kodesh v'lema reading. So hakanami. So even if they're all gold or all silver, domashakli bar maslin umay the bar meyas. So if you have such a chash, so maybe one will be more expensive and one will be cheaper. I mean, one will be gold that's worth 200, and one will be only worth 100. Elo the Hachi Shapur Tzvei. This has nothing to do with Malam Mekadesh Olim Eridin. It's not a problem. But rather the problem is, it looks nicer if the rolls were uniform. If the roll of silver was totally silver, and the roll of gold was totally gold, as opposed to having the rolls mixed, that it was gold and silver in the same row. Then we said, V'lo Yehu B'zuchim B'shulayim, it didn't have a bottom, in order that they shouldn't put it down and the blood shouldn't congeal. Tara Bonon, Kol Ha Bozichim, all the bowls should be that they had in the base of Mikdash Shalayim did not have a bottom. Chutz mi Bozichim Levayna, with the exception of the Bozichim, where they put the levaina, the frankincense, and shalachim aponim together with the lechem aponim, because we were afraid over there that if they were cone-shaped and they would need to be supported, they couldn't stand on their own, shami nichim, and then they would put them down, they would end up falling onto the lechem aponim and breaking the lechem aponim, because the lechem aponim were made like hollow boxes, therefore those had flat bottoms. The Mishnah says, shachri yisrov kibul akoin. So the Gemara asks, "Le'sagid la of Yisrael, it had to be that a Yisrael shechted, a kohen can't shecht." So the Gemara says, "Lav Yisrael, so he goofa kamashal on the chiddush of the Mishnah is to shechid the bizarre ksher that a Yisrael can shecht, may shecht, and a chenami a kohen also could shecht, but you don't need a kohen to shecht, the Yisrael could shecht. The kibul a kohen, but however, the kabbalah had to be done with a kohen. How kamashal on? Because that teaches us, like we know, mikabbalah ve'eda from the avoid of kabbalah from the second avoid and onward, mitzvah kuna that requires kehanim." Nothing the chaver, one kohen gives it to another kohen. So it's mashal, they were keeping handing it to each other and no one was walking with the blood. So shama minah, we should see from here, halacha shel beregel, have halacha, that if you're moving the dam, you're doing halacha without walking, that's still considered halacha, because otherwise how are you being yaitzit the other halacha over here? You're just passing it from one hand to the other. Says the Gemara, Dilma, who denied Porta, maybe Anachanami, as they passed it from one kohen to the other, the kohanim took a little bit of a step this way and that way to be yoytze the chiyuv of halacha. So if that's the case, what's the chiddush? Bishlama, if halacha shalev regel shma halacha, that's good for the chiddush. So they passed it to each other and they didn't have to walk. But if they were talking walking a little bit, so what's the whole point in passing it one to the other? And what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Hakamashmalon, that was teaching us Berev Am Hadras Melech. They had a lot of kohanim there in order to be yoytze to this din of Berev Am Hadras Melech. Then it says kibos amali masters areikon. First, each kohen got the full cup from the guy from the kohen in front of him, and then he returned the empty cup back to that person. Abu ifchaloi, they only did it that way: the full one, and then the empty one, and not the opposite way. Misayel Reish Lakish, which is the right of Shimon Lakish, Damer Shimon Lakish. There's a concept, Eim Avir Lo Mitzvah. So the full kais that's being handed back to him, there's a mitzvah for him to do it halacha with that. So he can't pass that off and instead give away the empty cup first. So first he has to accept that full cup and hand it backwards, and then he returns the empty cup. Kohen HaKarev Eitz L'Mizbeach, the kohen that's closer to the Mizbeach, he threw the blood once, Rika. Kineged Yisoid. So, Man Tana Pesach Bezriko. Who says that Pesach has Zriko? Because we'll see later on in our Masech, there's a Machloikas Tanoim. If the Karim Pesach needs Zriko, that you do it in a throwing action, meaning that you don't put the cup next to the wall of Mizbeach, but rather you throw the blood from the cup to the wall of Mizbeach. Because there's another Shita who says that no, the Karim Pesach is done Beshvicha, that you put the wall of the cup up to the wall of Mizbeach, and you pour it out slowly, not throwing it. In a pouring motion, and that's how the blood of the Karim Pesach was spilled on the Mizbeach. So our Mishnah who says that they did a Zriko, who's that Tana? Chista, Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. Tanya Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, Oimer, Es Domom Tizroik al Mizbeach, Ves Chelbom Takdir. This is a puzzle that's written by a Bukhar. It says, their blood, Lashon Rabim, should be burnt on the Mizbeach, should be thrown on the Mizbeach. Ves chelbom and there chelev again lashon rabim taka should be burnt. Damay leinemar doesn't say dam lashon yachid elo damam. Chelbom leinemar doesn't say the chelev lashon yachid either elo chelbom. Limi that teaches al bechar ma'aser pesach that not only a bechar but who adin a ma'aser and on pesach shem tunimat and damim veimurim legav mizbeach. This is the makar that they need dam on the mizbeach and they also need their chelev to be brought on the mizbeach. So since the makar for zrikas dam on the karim pesach and Ma'aser Behema is learned from the pasuk of Es Damam Tizroik, it must be that it was done with a zrika action, with a throwing action, as opposed to a shvicha action, a pouring action, a spilling action. Minal between your side, how do you know that it has to be connected to your side? It says on the Mizbeach, maybe anywhere on the Mizbeach. Rebelazar says, "Ask his rika zrika meila. We make a gzeira shalas rika zrika from the karmen oila. Ksiv hacha. It says over here by bechor, which were mar bechor and pesach as well as damam tizroik alam izbeach. Uksiv hasam v'zarka bnei aron akayanim as damoy alam izbeach. Saviv. So ma oila to uni yisai. Just like by oila, you need it to be on the part of the mizbeach that's connected to yisai. That's connected to the foundation of mizbeach." Av Pesach, so to the Pesach Nami, Ton Yisoid has to be opposite the Yisoid. For Oyla Gufei Minolin, and how do you know by an Oyla itself that it needs to be opposite the Yisoid? Omar Kro, because it says in the Pesach, Oh, Yisoid Mizbach Oyla. It says when they did the Shvich Shvayim over there, when they poured out the blood, it says, poured out onto the Yisayda Mizbach HaOilo. It could have just easily said Yisayda Mizbach. Why does it say Mizbach HaOilo? Alma Oilo to the Yisayda. He's coming to teach us that that the Zrik of an Oilo has to be opposite the Yisayda. And that's what it means. Ten Yisayda Zivcha Shaloilo, like Chazal Darshan in Mesach HaZvachim, that a carbon Oilo, when it has its Zrika, it has to be opposite the Yisayda. So now that we know by Oilo, it needs to be opposite the Yisayda. So now our Xer Shalva Zrika will tell us that Huadin and Bechor, Amayas and Pesach, their Zrika as well, has to be opposite the Yisayda.